One more thing I want to talk about in this segment before we move on is the plastics treaty. There was a CNN headline this past week, quote, talks to finalize the world's first treaty on plastic pollution in Geneva, Switzerland, collapsed in failure Friday as countries remain bitterly divided on how to tackle the crisis. And yeah, it's hard not to understand, admit that we have a huge problem with plastics. We've talked about that on this program before, about how microplastics are everywhere. I mean, everywhere in your body, in your brain. I mean, everywhere in the air, in the water, in the soil. We've got so much of this crap out there. It's unavoidable and it's not good. It's horrible. So, I mean, I'm glad that the world finally recognized that to the point of wanting to come together and try to create some kind of a treaty to regulate the plastic industry, to put caps on production, to try to move away from plastics to more sustainable options. And there are so many things you could do in your own life. I mean, when I go into a restaurant, the first thing I say is, water, please, no ice, no straw. And a lot of places have stopped serving straws. Good for them. And some serve, they won't give you a plastic straw. They'll give you a paper straw, which I guess Donald Trump hates that. But he and I don't tend to frequent the same restaurants. A lot needs to be done, and it needs to be an international effort. Because this stuff is everywhere. There's a huge vortex of plastic floating in the Pacific Ocean. There are beaches in countries around the world, especially in the tropics area, that are just covered, littered with plastics. And part of the problem is we've been able to ship a lot of our plastic pollution overseas. And yeah, I think it's becoming more and more clear that recycling is a joke. There are some things that can effectively be recycled, not most. And we tend to believe that when we put a piece of plastic in the recyclable bin, we've done our part. Well, Probably not. And I remember being at the State House, the state legislature decided, well, we need to recycle as well. So they had little blue recycling baskets. And legislators and clerks and pages would put the appropriate plastic item in that recycling bin. Well, I tracked it one day and I found out where it went. They brought it downstairs and they tossed it in with the rest of the garbage. We clearly need action. We clearly need an effort. And so, again, I'm glad they came together, but it's really disappointing. What I have to tell you is very disappointing. The oil and gas producing countries, they argued that the treaty, they said the treaty should focus more on recycling and reuse and redesign than production caps or even phasing out the chemicals involved in plastics. And the oil and gas industry spent a lot of money lobbying to make this happen. And again, most of the countries, over 100 countries, wanted to take solid action. And a handful of very powerful countries that are dependent on petroleum production are the ones that prevented it from happening. Probably no surprise, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iran, and then Iran's best friend, the United States, and also Russia. I mean, these are the countries. And especially when you're talking about the U.S. and Russia, big countries that could have had a big influence and didn't. We failed again. Yeah. So anyway, that's very disappointing. We need to know about it. And we need to take action in our own lives. That's a great start. It's always a great starting point to do, to be that change you want to see in the world. Or the companion to that I've been using sometimes lately is resist the change you don't want to see in the world. We need both of those approaches, carrot and stick.